What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds. On today's episode, we have Blake Hardman from Counterparts, and we talked about My Hero Academia. Personally, for me, it's one of my favorite anime I've ever watched. I haven't watched a whole ton, but I've watched a good handful for sure. We talk about our favorite characters, our favorite moments, and everything like that, and then we go into other anime he's been super into, and anime he suggests for anyone who is looking to get into it, who hasn't watched anything before, or maybe just watched Dragon Ball Z when they were a kid. But this was a super awesome conversation, and we're going to get right into it. Hey, Blake, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just a little bummed because it's already cold.
Yeah. You know what? I actually look good in cold weather, and I look like a fucking human incarnation of a big toe throughout the entire summer. So I am pro winter, bro.
Pro winter. I should be pro winter. I live in upstate New York, so I should be expert winter. But
well, that's your fucking problem. That's your problem, bro. You deal with it too much. I'm down here in the South. I only get it every now and then.
I know you guys have a. I mean, it's like 65 now, which is fine. But when I woke up to take out the dogs and stuff, it was 30.
That's when it gets to be a little too much. But dude, fall. I'm a fall baby. Baby.
I love fall. I was drinking some apple cider for lunch, you know.
Yeah, that's my shit. That's my shit.
So since obviously everyone music industry related has been home for the past five, six months, however long it's been, long time. Longer than usual for most people, obviously you included. What have you been doing since you've been home? What have you been doing?
Well, I was working a fucking water restoration job for a while. I quit that. I was been working on of course some music shit lately, but for the first little bit I was a miserable piece of shit, just like everybody else. Questioning everything I've ever done, is this shit for real, you know? And it sure enough, it's fucking real, man. It's wild.
Definitely real.
Yeah, it's insanely real. It's too real if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree there. Has there been any movies or TV shows or video games you've been into since you've been home?
Yeah, a whole bunch. I haven't really played that much video games, but as far as TV shows and anime goes, I've been going the fucking on some anime. I binged out Samurai Champloo. I'd never seen that before, so I watched all of that. I watched Hunter x Hunter for the first time, which was fucking great.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it already.
Oh, okay. I'm on season 5, so I'm close.
Buddy.
I got a few left.
So, season 5, which, because I watch anime on this website called watchcartoononline.com.
Oh, I think my friend that was over last night showed me that exact website.
Yeah, it's fucking badass. It's got anything you can really desire to watch on it, except for new shit that's unreleased. Fuck, I can't wait for the Demon Slayer movie to hit this. Yeah, oh my god, I can't wait. That shit was tight. It's tragic.
Season 5 is the Chimera stuff. It's when it starts getting really weird. I've noticed.
Yeah. So where are you at in the season exactly?
Only a few episodes in. So we watched all the seasons that were on Netflix, which is only 4. And so Sam and I just thought that was the whole series. And then it ended. And obviously, slight spoilers for anyone listening who hasn't watched Hunter x Hunter. The whole thing is him trying to find his dad. And then it leaves in a cliffhanger, seeming like he found his dad. But then you find out in season 5 you don't, so it's not even really a spoiler. And that's how I thought it ended at first. And I was like, how did this show end like this? I was like, there's so many things that haven't been answered or finished. What the fuck just happened? Because that was the last 5 episodes. I was like, there's no way they're wrapping up all of this stuff in 5 episodes. And then we looked it up and we're like, oh, there's three more seasons. That makes sense. So we just bought seasons 5 through 7 on DVD off Amazon so we could finish it.
I mean, that's tight. That's so fucking sick that you did that, man. Like, you know, because a lot of people like myself just fucking stream it on the internet for free. But you're like out there actually fucking supporting. I mean, I support it. Don't get me wrong.
No, yeah.
But that's fucking tight that you're doing that. I definitely got an insane amount of fucking anime merchandise. So much respect.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I was going to bring this up a little later, but. So Sam's a manager at Hot Topic.
And oh, really?
Hot Topic is like the mecca of anime merch now.
Oh, so dude. Straight up. I got
so much anime merch. It's insane.
Yeah. I got I got some Akatsuki socks from there. You got like Akatsuki slides and shit, which is so tight.
Oh, my God.
I got some Tokyo Ghoul socks from there. Oh, but, yeah. Okay. We got off topic. Hunter.
Yes.
You're only a few episodes into the Chimera Ant arc.
Yeah, they met, I can't even remember his name, but the guy who's friends with his dad, and yeah, they met Kite. With his like students, and yep. they're like finding out more about the Chimera, and then I've gotten to the point where the Chimera started eating humans and like yep. reproducing human insect hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like the part where they made like the two kids and he's like the general of one of the parts of the army and he yeah. like spared the mom and stuff like that. So I'm like there, and then we haven't watched past that. So it's like, man. It's starting to ramp up a little bit, but.
Oh man, you have no idea what fucking pain lies before you, bud.
I believe it. I mean, that's anime. Everything's like fine. And then, you know, they have the crazy shit lurking in the back, and then it all just comes forward and smashes you in the face.
I know, man. I know, but there's these staple things that is in every single anime I've ever watched. Yep. And it's me and my buddy, Tyler Riley. We live together and we'll watch all this shit together. And we're like, all right, when are they going to say there's something special about this person. This person right. is so special and different from the rest. It's like there's always that.
Always the one guy, for sure.
Yeah, always the one guy. It's like, oh my God, he's gonna fucking change the world. Just this one guy.
He's the chosen one. He will be better than us all.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. See that? I love Naruto memes where it's like, you know, people are fucking arguing over shit. It's oh, Naruto. God. Like Naruto's like, well, there's a reason why it's called Naruto, bitch. See, it's like, you know, Dragon Ball Z. It's Dragon Ball Z. It's not Goku. Like yeah. Naruto, the anime is literally called Naruto.
It's true.
You know, Tokyo Ghoul is not Kaneki Ken, you know, fucking.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, yeah, even like Hunter x Hunter isn't Gon, you know?
Yeah, no, it's Naruto is yeah. like, is Naruto is the fucking, he's the pimp of the show. He's yeah. just the one.
Yeah, it kind of spells it out for you pretty yeah. hard there.
Yeah, and that's honestly, okay, to be real, so many of my friends for so long, like, try to convince me to watch Naruto, man. Like, and I was so, like, no fucking way. There's no way I'm going to like that shit. Like, and then it was probably 4 years ago, I started watching, you know, through the first, you know, series. And then it hooked me. And then fucking, like, halfway through Shippuden, it became my favorite anime of all time. Still is. It's amazing anime, man. So fucking good.
So Sam, when the whole pandemic started, obviously she wasn't working. And I was, like, mm-hmm. sort of working in the beginning. I was just doing some random design stuff for people.
Right.
And then I started the podcast, so I'd be doing podcast stuff. So she, like, binged a ton of Naruto. And usually we watch like almost everything together, unless she's not into it, and then I'll just watch it by myself.
Right.
But so I've only watched like random episodes. I've never even dove into it.
It's a highly suggested anime on my dude, because you don't realize how fucking dense the anime is until you get like a good bit into Shippuden, then it just starts like fucking you up relentlessly, man. Like straight up. It just over and over. It just fucks you up. Amazing.
So, do you remember what got you into anime from the start?
So my dad, just like I'm sure anyone's fucking parents, you know, that was like born in the, you know, early 90s, late 80s, just had just plethora of VHS tapes, you know, just every fucking where. Yeah, you know, like my dad just fucking had it, anything you could think of. But I found Akira on VHS, like whenever I was just rummaging through like his VHS tapes one day. I watched it when I was probably like, I can't remember the exact age, but I would guess around like 10 or 11 or some shit. It would make sense because I was born in 91. So yeah, right. I think, yeah, it's like about that age. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is not like Looney Tunes or fucking Rugrats. This is crazy shit. Yeah. Like this is like watching Total Recall, but like animated or some shit. Yeah. You know, like steampunk shit too. I'm like, oh fuck, this has like elements of like Mad Max. Fucking, you know, it's like Japanese like animation like Dragon Ball Z, but it's like fucking gnarly and gory and intense, you know. So from then on out, like, you know, like I would watch, you know, Tsunami and shit, of course. Dragon Ball Z, you know, Inuyasha, shit like that. And so yeah, that was pretty much my introduction. And then, you know, from there it's just fucking endless. I've gone into the rabbit hole, man.
It usually seems that when anyone starts getting into anime, especially now that there's so much readily available, that as soon as you go in, you get into like a deep dark hole of anime. I'm not quite there. I kind of just we find a few and then just like go into them simultaneously, and then there's ones that we find and then we're like hooked on and we'll just like blow through it. That's pretty much what happened with My Hero. It's what happened with Hunter x Hunter. But when I was a kid, I watched Dragon Ball Z, so that's like what got me into it. And I watched Pokemon, which I know Pokemon's kind of like, people are like, it's not anime, but like technically I guess it is anime, you know.
I would, you know, I'm a dumb American, but I consider it anime. So, same. You know, so it's, I mean, if any like body is offended by that, I am sorry, but
yeah, I know. Yeah, seriously. But I mean, like, what else would it be? I mean,
motherfuckers, get over it, dude.
So yeah, those are the things I was into when I was a kid. And then,
oh, Indigo League fucking slap, bro. I just rewatched Indigo League, like, fucking, yeah, the first Pokemon series.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that it's like still going.
Oh yeah, see, I checked out after the Indigo League. Like, I mean, that's just like with Pokemon video games too, you know. I didn't really go past like Gold and Silver.
Yeah, I didn't either until the new one for Switch, and I've played all the new ones for Switch pretty much.
See, that's what I've been thinking about doing, but you know, there's just like old jaded fucking dude in me that's like, no, I don't want to learn all fucking new Pokemon names.
Well, the Let's Go Eevee and the Let's Go Pikachu one, they're straight up remakes of the OGs.
Oh, that's fucking tight.
Yeah, except you either start with Eevee or you start with Pikachu. And that game, it's so dope because I got the three starters like off the bat. So by the end, I had them all evolved up and I was just like unstoppable.
that sounds fucking awesome. Yeah. I'm going to get Let's Go.
I would recommend that one for sure. The Sword and Shield are cool. They do have the new Pokemon too, which I have no idea what the fuck they are at this point. But like the story of it's pretty fun. It's, you know, it's the same. It's like that one's like an updated. It would be almost like playing Gold or Silver. It's like this generation's Gold and Silver, pretty much. There's just a bunch of Pokemon that I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's because when I was younger, man, I would fucking, we'd get like the connector cables where you can fucking battle your Pokemon among your friends, like get like the fucking hubs and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. I was dirty.
Yeah, I same. Was,
I was a dirty motherfucker. I would whoop everyone's ass. It's so fun.
Yeah, I would do the same thing with like Pokemon Stadium. I didn't have an N64, but anytime I would go to my friend's house who had it. And obviously you can have like your own party or whatever, but we would always go in and just like pick a few random ones and just go at it. And I would always crush everyone.
Yeah, dude. You know, you remember those things you could put in the bottom of your N64 controllers and then put your Game Boy Pokemon cartridge in? Yeah, dude. I played through blue, red, yellow. I played through all that shit on my N64 and my Game Boy Color with the little, you young motherfuckers never will know the pain of having to get a separate Game Boy Color light to plug into the side of your Game Boy in order to see your shit. Okay? You motherfuckers.
No.
You'll never experience pain like that.
Now they have the Switch, which is like the most diverse console ever. Like, I can carry it around, play it wherever. And if I want to play it on TV, I can just put it in the dock. Boom. Done.
Yeah, man. Kids are fucking loaded these days with badass little toys.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a lot different from when we were kids. Because I'm only a year older than you, so it's like same age. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I love the new toys too, bro. Switches are so sick.
They're dope.
Yeah, I'm fully in.
So, main topic today, My Hero Academia. This is the one that probably got me super into anime from when I was a kid. And it basically came from Sam working at Hot Topic. All this merch started coming in. She was selling a fuck ton of it. They have statues there now. Obviously the pops are crazy.
Yeah, those things are fucking sought after. Like what? Like one of my buddies collects and has, I think, almost every single one that's been released.
We have most of them for My Hero. We have a lot
that's
of
them. So tight. That's so sick.
A lot. There's some we're missing, some of the super rare ones, but we have a lot of them. It's ridiculous. But we got Funimation and then just started, and it was like a year ago or a year and a half ago. So we started watching it and then just blew through it until,
because
it was before the last season was out. So we blew through it and then we had like a few months left and then that season started coming out. But yeah, like we fell in love with this anime like right from the start. Like obviously Deku kind of reminds me of Gohan in a way from when I watched Dragon Ball Z. And like you said, a lot of anime have very similar tropes that are baseline for all of them.
Yep.
But yeah, I fell in love with Deku. I think All Might is like the best superhero like ever.
Yeah. So we did a Japan tour last year with Silent Planet.
Yes.
And while we were there, me and Alex, their drummer, you know, like we would go to like the fucking Sega arcades where they had like the claw machines with like the figurines and stuff. So I was trying to win a Sasuke like figurine doll from Naruto. And he was trying to win a Todoroki, I think. It was Todoroki. And he was like, man, have you ever watched My Hero? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't even know what that is. What is My Hero? It's like My Hero Academia. And then he showed me like a figurine that he won. I think he won a Deku or a Todoroki. I can't remember. He's like, if you like anime like you say, dude, you would love this one. And I'm like, okay, well, we're in the middle of a tour. I'm not going to fucking start binging right now, because that's what I do anytime I watch an anime. Like I can't help myself. Because like if it doesn't hook me enough, like I won't really take the time to watch it as is, you know what I mean?
Because same,
it can't just be white noise to me, like, oh, I'm gonna put on like, you know, some fucking weird anime that I'm gonna hate. I'm not going to watch that shit. You know what I mean? If I want white noise, I'll put on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or like Parks and Rec or something.
Or like The Office.
The Office. Perfect shit that just comes in and out of your, you know, attention span that, you know, makes you cackle here and there. I'm trying to watch anime to cry, fool. I'm trying to watch.
Exactly. I'm trying to get my feelings hurt for real.
Yeah, no shit. And so I got home from that tour and started it. And like you said, I started it and just fucking went all the way in and finished it like right as the most recent season was being aired.
Oh, so like, it's pretty similar to what we did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we, like, I think only one or two episodes had been out by the time I'd caught up. But, man, like, I remember just waiting. It's every Sunday, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, either Saturday or Sunday it would drop.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird. Like, the airtime would be different, like, sometimes on Hulu. Because I'd watch it through Hulu.
Oh, gotcha.
But, yeah, man, the last season is amazing. So a lot good. Of spoilers coming up for my hero.
I mean, it's been out for a while. It's been out for a few months now. So
yeah,
if you're listening to this and you like My Hero, I mean, you should be caught up by now.
Yeah, and if you're not, you're a fucking idiot, and you should go watch it right now and stop listening to this podcast because it's going to get ruined for you.
Yeah. So I want to know, favorite hero, favorite villain?
My favorite hero, I mean, gosh, it's hard for me to say because, I mean, I obviously, I'll start by saying there's three that are so hard for me to choose from,
That's fair.
But as I talk through them, I'm sure I'll come to a decision. Because I haven't really thought about it until just now. But obviously, I love Deku because he's just the underdog always. You know, like, there's never been one point of the anime where he hasn't had to depend on another person to reach his full potential. He isn't an OP character. You know what I mean?
For sure.
There's no part of the anime where it's like, oh, well, of course, you know, he has plot armor and, you know, he just out of nowhere, he becomes super strong. It's like, no, man, he is fucking suffering and breaking his body over and over again.
Yeah, he has the opposite of plot armor because he could be OP, but he would literally destroy himself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, the only reason why he fucking won against Overhaul is because of that badass little fucking badass girl, man. I love her so much.
Yes, yeah, that was the reason. Or he would have been.
Yeah, how do you say her name? Eerie or Eri?
Oh,
the little girl.
Eerie? Is it Eerie?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm trying to think
of how they say it in the show. No, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and I haven't watched the dubbed version of the last season. I only watched.
Yeah, we watched the dub. We waited a little longer to get the dub.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's a stupid argument that I'll address. I don't give a fuck if you watch that shit. Sub, dub, whatever. I don't give a fuck. The shit is badass. Anime is sick. And if you're one of those people that get butthurt about that, like, fucking sit and spin.
Yeah.
Loser.
It's just like, who cares? You're watching the same thing.
Yeah. Fucking get over it, you motherfuckers. I watch it both ways and I don't discriminate. Just fucking watch that shit and love it.
No, yeah, for sure. It's whatever the way you want to watch it. It's fine.
Yeah. But again, Deku. He's an amazing character. He's not OP. He fucking works hard to get to where he's at. Like, has worked hard to get to where he's at. He's fucking badass.
Right.
Third, my second one is obviously All Might because Even now that he's more or less rendered powerless against any kind of fucking huge threat other than to be there for Deku and guide him, like, he's just there, like, pure for his life.
What was that last part you said? It lost you a little bit.
He's just pretty much all Might's just a badass.
Yes, through and through. That's for sure.
Yeah, even though you don't get to see him, like, fuck shit up anymore, which is kind of a bummer, it's still badass that he's there for Deku. Definitely one of my favorites. And then I can just see the build up for Todoroki, man. Like,
oh, it's gonna be massive. I can feel it.
Oh yeah, dude. There's gonna be some tragic shit that happens. I feel it in my bones. Something's gonna happen that's just gonna fucking destroy everybody.
Yeah, they set it up real fast with the end of the last season, too. Because obviously, Todoroki and Endeavor have their insanely big issues. And that last few episodes of Endeavor, showing everyone like, yo, I'm number one now, and this is why. I did not see that coming, because every time the other team, you're like, he's just kind of a dick. Like,
yeah, this dude is a
fucking dick. And then you see him do that, and you're like, wow, I love this guy now.
Yes. See, that's what fascinates me about that anime so much, is because once I started My Hero, I fucking hated Bakugo, man. I hated
him. Oh, yeah. Like, you're a douche, dude.
Douche. Yeah, man. Like, fucking walk into traffic, please. But by the end of the series, man, by the end of what's out, I was like, you know what? Fuck with him. I like him.
Yeah. After that big confrontation with him and Deku,
it made sense.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Still, don't be a fucking dickhead.
Yeah. Also, him saying stop playing weak ass riffs was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in anime in my entire life. I was like, he just said weak ass riffs. Are you fucking serious?
Yo, that whole little like, what was it, like three episodes?
Yeah, the student celebration festival, where they played the song. Yeah, that was so sick.
Yeah, that was so tight, man. I was so important. And then Eerie smiles for the first time in Lemillion sees it, and he fucking, man, that part fucked me up. I cried. I did a little bit. A single tear.
Oh, I mean, dude, this season had a lot of tearjerkers, for sure.
Oh, man. Whenever he was fighting Overhaul, bro, and he didn't have his quirk, and he was still, like, just fucking dodging that shit.
Yeah. That dude, when he gets his shit back, if he gets it back, like, that dude is unstoppable.
Oh, he'll get it. He's got to. They're not going to Game of Thrones us and not give that motherfucker back his power before he dies. I know it.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like he has to get it back for sure.
Yeah,
that would suck if he didn't.
Yeah, they already fucked us up with Night Eye.
Rough. Yeah. We'll talk about that a little more in a little bit. I think I'm right there with you with the same for heroes for sure.
Yeah,
All Might. Yeah, best hero ever. Deku, dude, has sacrificed himself so many times to fuck up his body. Almost beyond repair to save the day. And I love Todoroki. Todoroki's awesome. And like you said, I definitely think there's big, big shit coming up for him and Bakugou, since they were both kind of like sidelined most of the season because they had to retake the exam. So I think there'll be some big, big shit with them.
Yeah, there has to be.
And I haven't read the manga or anything. I know some friends who have, and they're pretty much like, yeah, you think this is sad? Well, it's going to get sadder. And I'm like, tight.
Great. I know. I know, dude.
Because they say the show is pretty much like a direct adaptation. There has been some changes, but for the most part, it's very that's very faithful to the source material.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well, which is great. I respect the shit out of that.
So who do you have who are your favorite villains then?
My favorite villains, Stain, is like probably my number one.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
I love like his whole view on it, because it's like he's one of those, I wouldn't even classify him as a villain more so than like a agitator, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, other than the killing people.
His
ideals, he's almost like a Thanos, you know what I mean?
Like an antagonist.
You understand where he's coming from. His execution of what he's trying to accomplish is just terrible.
exactly. Because you're like Thanos. Oh, you kill half of the population of everything, and then it just gets better. Okay, where's the fucking math in that, bud? Half of every living creature. Yeah. That's what you came up with.
Yep.
Okay. What if there's fucking two cheetahs, man? What'd you do?
He wasn't thinking logistics there, for sure.
No, he was not. He's a fucking idiot. Badass villain, though. True. Same with Stain. Fucking idiot. Badass villain.
I'll agree 100%.
Yeah. I really like him. I fucking love Overhaul.
Yep. Overhaul's brutal.
Yeah, man. He is just like, you just feared for like your favorite characters every time he was on the screen. You're like, oh yeah. My God, don't do it. You're like, I know you can just fucking do it as soon as you take off that glove. Please yeah. don't do it to my friends. Don't do it.
As soon as that scene in the beginning of the season where he went to the League of Villains and just blew dude up, I was like, oh, okay. Like
that was a there. Badass standoff, bro.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. I was just like, oh, fuck. That dude is dead.
Yeah. And then I forget how to pronounce his name. The guy with the hand over his face.
Oh, Shigaraki?
Yeah, Shigaraki. Bro, that whole thing that you find out about with his... Yeah, shit.
They almost make him seem not like an idiot, but like a lesser villain. Because obviously he was kind of the errand boy for All for One. But then this season, you're like, okay, this dude is a psycho. Like, this dude knows what the fuck he's doing. Like, it seemed like they like did the switch. You know, like Overhaul has this dude's number. He needs to play like Overhaul's game to stay alive. Yeah. And then you see that he like fucks him over in the end. And I was like, okay, nice.
Yeah, when he flips the script and fucking gets him out of that van.
Yeah, nuts.
Yep. Yep. You're like, okay.
Crazy.
And then you find out that he's the fucking grandson of All Might's predecessor.
Oh.
Predecessor.
Yeah. Little guy, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now, of course.
No, Shigaraki. Shigaraki is the fucking grandson of All Might's. The person that gave All Might his power.
Oh, the person. Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the guy who trained him or whatever.
Oh, no. Might. Oh, Gran Torino?
Yeah, Gran Torino. That's what I'm saying.
No. All Might's.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that. The guy who gave him the powers. The
past woman.
Oh, woman. Right. Damn.
Yeah, it's wild. There's a lot of shit I haven't even thought about. Like, because it's been a minute since I watched My Hero. I've watched two Heroes. You watch that movie?
I haven't watched the new one. I watched the other one. The one where they go to that big festival or like convention or whatever.
Yep. Which
that one made me mad because that girl created the gauntlets for Deku and then he breaks them and then he just doesn't get new ones.
Yeah, see that shit pissed me off because you're like, oh fuck. You know, like
he's gonna be able to go.
But they couldn't give him the fucking gauntlet so he didn't have to suffer, you know?
Like, exactly. That's the whole thing. It was a bummer that they just put it in for like 30 minutes, then it was gone. And then also, the way it leads into it in the show was kind of lame. They had that one offshoot episode that it was only there to connect to the movie, and that was it.
Oh,
I was like, come on.
Yeah, that shit was kind of wet.
I was like, you can't do better than that? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to watch the newer movie, the newest one.
Yeah, I want to watch that too. I think it was only in theaters here because the closest theater that would have showed it is like an hour away and it was only showing for like 2 days. That's how they always do it. All the movies like that, they're only in theaters for like a day or two. So we just didn't get a chance to go see it, which sucks.
It was on somebody like tried to like fucking tag me in like a Facebook link for it.
Oh yeah, those are always 50-50.
Yeah, dude, but it started playing and I was at work and I'm like, oh fuck, I can't watch it right now. I'll watch it when I get off. I get off work, link was taken down.
Of course. Yeah, that's the shitty part about those. You're always like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch this later, and then when you actually go to watch it, it's never there.
Yeah, they get fucking caught pretty quick.
Oh yeah, it makes sense, especially being on Facebook of all places.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna be the one that creates the link, but I'll fucking look at it, bud.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I would.
Too. I Yeah, you leave a pack of fucking Oreo cookies on the table, I can't promise you I'm not going to eat a couple.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair for anyone. We're only human.
Yeah, you know, I have my faults. I have my sins. God forgives, bud.
Yep. And just like the villains, pretty much across the board for me, except All for One, obviously, is fucking
insane. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, All for One. See, he's, you know, that motherfucker's still pulling the strings from.
Oh yeah, from being in a weird coma.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck he's in.
It's crazy, and every single time you see him in there, and like how it shows just his like skin face.
Face, yeah.
Yeah, that well, shit's fucked up. Yeah. It's,
so when he comes back, I thought about this last night. It would be so insane to see him versus Endeavor.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yo, Endeavor went off that last episode, bro. He went
beyond off.
Yeah, dude. He fucking ripped.
That was insane. Like I said, I did not see that coming at all. And that
no.
That Nomu was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was a strong yeah, that was the strongest one that there's yeah. been.
Because they had like multiple quirks and it could regenerate and it could talk like a normal human and shit. It was
yeah, because Nomus haven't really spoken since then, right?
Yeah, they were like mindless zombies pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first one whenever they used the warp gate guy to get into UA.
That dude is badass too.
Yeah, that and fucking All Might, of course, comes in and fucking whoops some ass.
Yeah, he does.
He beat his fucking ass. It was so sick.
I love a good All Might ass beating. Kind of sucks. Oh, we'll probably never see it again.
I know.
Because we found out this season too that when, like, not all of his powers are fully passed on, but when they all fully pass on, he dies. Right? That was this season.
Yep.
I'm not ready for All Might to die
at all. I'm not either, man. You know, there's some shit. There's some shit he's got to see fulfilled before he passes, man. He's got to see a little Deku on top.
Yeah. Or at least getting there. I mean, he's still a student, so he can't, you know, really.
Yeah. But man, it was so, like, when All Might got on his hands and knees and, like, bowed and, like, begged Deku's mom to let him stay at UA. Shit was heart wrenching.
That's the crazy thing about him, is because obviously he has such a human part to him, because he takes on the form of All Might. It's not like he's always All Might. So that's like the craziest part about it, you know? He has to.
And it's so funny when he gets pumped and you see him like smirk and then turn into fucking his muscle form just to like give a fucking speech to Deku or some shit.
So good. The funniest parts were it was starting, like, he was weaker, and it would, like, fail, so he'd be, like, part All Might, and then part the weakened part, and he'd be all, like, looking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I remember, he was like that in the fight between All for One.
Oh, yeah, he was super fucked up.
Yeah, man, he looked fucking crazy. I remember watching that episode, and I'm, like, in between sitting down and standing up, like, no!
Yeah, like, he's gonna die. He's dead.
Yeah, I'm like, don't do it! Don't you fucking do it. Fucking
don't kill All Might, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah, I know how these animes be, dude.
Oh, yeah. No one is safe. Besides maybe the main characters.
Yeah, I mean, there is a good bit of plot armor with most main characters in animes.
Yeah.
You know, have you watched any Attack on Titan?
No.
Okay, that is the Game of Thrones of anime. So
okay, so no one gives, like, no one's safe.
No one's safe. Okay. No one, yeah, no one's fucking safe there. So just.
I love that kind of shit, though. Like, any shows that have, like, insane stakes where no one's really safe.
That one's pretty no holds barred.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah,
there's been a bunch. It's like, I'm not like huge, like, I haven't fully went into the black hole. It's like, I've pretty much, we've started like a good handful, and most of them we've been pretty far into instead of starting like a million. But so Sam got like all of her employees into anime, pretty much starting with My Hero, And then mostly all of them just went crazy into it. And they're like talking about ones that I've never even heard of and shit. And I'm like,
right.
Cause most of them, like, he'd be like, oh, Attack on Titan. Oh, Full Metal Alchemist. Oh, what, you know, yeah, Tokyo Ghoul, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard of those. I've heard of those. But
yeah,
they're like talking about ones. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, you just said.
Yeah. Tyler's pretty deep in that shit. We've been, recently binged Seven Deadly Sins. Have you watched that shit yet?
I think I've watched part of it. I feel like Sam has watched most of it, maybe. Or maybe it's another. Because that's a Netflix one, right?
Yeah, man. And I'm telling you what, you wouldn't think that Netflix would do a good job. But, bro, they fucking killed this shit.
Netflix kills it with most of the stuff they do. Like, their movies, their shows. Like, they have a pretty good track record at this point, you know?
Yeah, but there's some Netflix original animes that fucking bum me out because of they do like the CGI shit and I'm not
where it's like the mix.
That's not my steez, man. That shit sucks.
I watched most of Beastars with Sam.
See, that one isn't as like, there's one called Dora something I forget. It's like the it's got like the reptile fucking, he's got like a dinosaur head, but he's like human on his lower body. I don't know.
Oh, okay,
It looked cool. It looked cool at first. And I watched like first couple episodes, but like the animation just like bums me out.
That makes sense. They do that a lot with a lot of the action scenes and DC animated stuff. It's all like normal animation, but when there's like a car driving or something like that, it gets like weird CG. I guess it's the way they have to animate it or something. I heard someone talking about it on a podcast about how they like have to do it that way or it would look really stupid, I guess.
Yeah. I see,
I'm not, that's the,
yeah, me neither. And you know what, like, much respect to the people that spend their time in creating that shit, but it is not for me.
It is weird. It's kind of jarring, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because like when I think about anime, I think about, you know, traditional animation. From anime cartoons, you know, sure. Not fucking, not like Transformers more than meets the eye, you know, like fucking.
Yo, there's a full-on Transformer anime on Netflix now.
Yeah, I saw.
It's really good.
No, yeah. See, I tried to get into Berserk as well because a lot of my friends say Berserk is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say good things about that. Too.
Yeah, but then when I try to watch it, there's like some fucking freaky deaky CGI shit going on. I'm like, you fucking lost me, man. Like,
freaky
no.
deaky CGI stuff.
Yeah,
that.
Dude.
Love that term.
Yeah. I'm a Christian. That shit is witchcraft to my life.
Yeah.
And
so,
yeah.
Emotional moments. And we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
Most emotional moments for you in My Hero?
I think the, oh God.
Like we talked about the season finale with Endeavor.
Yeah, really, Endeavor was.
Yeah, really doing like a big turnaround as far as being like an actual hero rather than being kind of like a dick who saved people.
The part that made that whole situation emotional for me, and it's kind of, you know, more I think about it, it's very similar to, you know, some shit I'm going through, which is fucked up, is how Todoroki is, he sees his dad, like, potentially, you know, passing away. He's like, yeah. Fuck. I just fucking blew him off the last few times I've seen him. Like, what if I don't get to fucking see my dad again?
Right.
You know, and you see like that shift in Todoroki, like when he's watching his dad fight, and like that shit just destroyed me, you know. And then you see Endeavor just beating the shit out of this guy, dude. He's,
yeah,
you know, fighting to prove like he can be the hero that his son can be proud of, just like he says before, you know.
Yeah,
he tells him, he says, one day I'm going to be a hero that you can be proud of, you know? Yep. And that's like why that fucking, the season finale of that fucking show, man, it like just did it for me. That show has me hooked.
Yeah, it definitely made me, I got teary-eyed during that part for sure.
Yeah.
You like see the look on Todoroki's face and everything, and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, dude, please don't do this to my boy. Don't do this to my boy.
I was like, because imagine if Endeavor died too. You know what I mean? There's no real, you know, like who would really be the number one? You know,
that's... Oh my God. That would have turned the tides, man. There would have been fucking chaos.
Because they were on the brink of chaos. Like that moment kind of saved it, you know? Everyone's like, okay, like we have the new guy. We're good, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, society was straight up like, yo, what the fuck are these people even doing for us? You know, like, there's nothing they could do anymore. But then Endeavor just comes in and just fucking kicks ass. So, yes, that is one of the most emotional moments. Another one was Sir Nighteye.
I had that one down, too.
Yeah, man. Lamillion, dude, like... Just when he comes into the hospital room and
heartbreaking, dude.
It was, dude. And right before it, oh my God, this was arguably my favorite moment of season four was whenever Deku didn't die like Sir Nighteye saw. And right at the end of the episode, it goes into a different kind of animation and you see Sir Nighteye smirk. Yep. And then it just ends the episode. That is so amazing, man. It's so beautiful. I love the way that,
like he saw that he was going to die.
Yeah.
Which is even crazier.
Yeah. You know? So that's why, you know, Sir Nighteye is the whole thing behind, like, whenever All Might's power runs out within him that he's going to die, but then he saw Deku dying and he didn't. So there's still hope that All Might's that not gonna die.
Which is awesome. And
it's
also crazy, and it's another point to how great this show is that obviously he only came in this season. So he's a completely new character. And then at first, you know, he was like super hard on Deku when he tried to, you know, do the work program so he could, you know, they could like follow the heroes and everything.
Yeah,
super hard on him, but like for a reason, he knew who he was, and he wasn't just gonna let him get by easy.
No,
and then you learn,
especially since he already advised for fucking Lamillion to be the successor of
All Might.
Yeah,
and then you see like the whole backstory with him and All Might, and him trying to tell him not to keep doing what he's doing and everything. It was so good to see someone who just got introduced built up so quickly. So when we do get to the point where he does die, it was massive, even though he was a new character, you know what I mean? But that hospital scene with Lamillion was,
I was at that time. Yeah. At that time I had, I'd been drinking a whole lot. I was kind of in a dark place. So like watching anime was like my, my escape. So of course in that moment I was like fucking all bundled up in my bed, hungover, emotional as fuck, and just fucking sobbing and ugly crying by myself.
Definitely ugly crying. I was,
I did it.
I can't remember what I used to call it, but ever since I saw Endgame in theaters, I had like a different word for like ugly crying. It might have just been ugly crying and I'm just thinking it's something else, but definitely gave me the same kind of vibes where I was just like, if you look at me right now, like I'm bawling my eyes out. Like something really fucked up happened to me, but I'm just watching a TV show.
Me and Tyler Riley, we watched Endgame together in theater. And at the end of, you know, when fucking Tony's dying, like Tyler leans up and like, you know, has his elbows on his knees. I'm all the way back. And like, we can both see each other like fucking sobbing in our peripheral vision.
Dude, I saw that 3 times in theaters, I think. Cried every time.
Oh, dude, it was so heavy.
And then I've watched it a few times at home, but I've watched it more than a few times, but I've only finished it a few times because pretty much right when you get to the last fight scene, I stop it because I'm like, I'm going to bawl my eyes out. So I know what happens. I'm just going to stop it here and save myself the grief because I've not been able to make it through without still crying.
Yeah, dude, whenever Pep's talking to him, man, it's you're like, God damn.
Dude, even the portal scene, that makes me tear up every time I see it. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Especially now with like the Chadwick Boseman shit. Like if I watch it again, dude, and I see Chad coming through as the first one, I'm going to lose it. Full on.
Yeah, man, that shit. Yeah. Fuck, dude. You're making me get all.
I'm getting emotional talking about it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that shit's heavy. me and Tyler were actually watching Seven Deadly Sins like 2 days ago. And I won't ruin anything for you, but we're watching this part of the series where Bond's, this character named Bond, his past is being touched on, you know, like, and I right when the episode started, I went, oh fuck, Tyler, because I'd already seen it, and Tyler's like, what? And I'm like, this is a heavy one, bud, strap in. He's like, god damn it, all right. I'm like, you're gonna cry. He's like, I'm not gonna cry. Yeah, right, not in your fucking life. The part happens, and yeah, I'm already crying. And I look over, and he just immediately starts wiping, puts his both hands on his eyes, starts laughing. He's like, fuck, it got me. No one is safe in animes, bro. If you're a human being and you watch one of these beautiful animes and you can't feel it, like what these underlining tragedies that literally everyone can relate to, it's like, I don't know what you are. You're fucking alien.
Yeah, not human.
You're not a human being. You don't understand English or Spanish or Japanese, whatever the fuck this anime language is set to. You don't understand it. And you need to.
For sure. Another emotional moment I had.
Yeah.
And maybe forgotten because it's so early. When Deku first gets the powers from All Might.
Oh, yeah, man. That one.
Because they always flash back. And this is the scene that gets me every time, and they've showed it numerous times. But when he's a kid watching
and
all my videos,
and he's watching the fucking, and he goes, and he's "Can like, I be like that?
Yeah, can I be a hero, mom?" And she like knows he can't, and he goes, yeah, of course you can. That part destroys me.
Yeah, dude.
And they always bring it back because they're like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna fucking get you with this callback."
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna keep poking you. We're gonna keep poking.
That
you.
Might be the most emotional thing. In the show.
Yeah.
Because obviously they keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
And I think the All Might holding up the fist the one last time will be a thing now because they've showed that a few times already and it already happened last season. That'll be like another thing for sure because obviously that was insane. But that scene with him as a little kid, just like, because you, like, anyone can relate to that. You know what I mean?
Yo, absolutely.
Like, obviously not being like a superhero, but like being whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, mom, can I be that? And your mom just being like, probably not, but yeah.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, dude. Yeah. I haven't even thought about that. I haven't thought about it like that. Yeah.
Crushing.
That is so true. I mean, that scene is like, that was the first scene because I'd watched it already and Tyler was like, started it.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, what do you think so far? And he's like, man, the one scene where, and I was like, hold on, is it when he's playing on youtube.com and you, watching All My videos and asked his mom if he could be like All Might. Yeah, that part is heart crushing.
Destroying. Like, destroys
me. And then you just see the character development in Deku, man. Like,
dude.
When he looks at villains now, he's not like scared, but he's just got like this fucking fierce ass. Fuck, I'm about to pounce on you, look.
Yeah, man. With like the whole gentle thing, he's like, yeah, you're not getting to my friends, like, I'm stopping you.
Yo, he was fucking cool. I actually really liked him.
Yeah, he was weird, but it was almost the same kind of thing, like, you got it, you know?
Yeah, he
was fucked
me
over
off.
In his past, he wanted to save that girl, and, you know, like...
He pisses me off, like... for fucking 5 episodes because I'm like, what is this guy's purpose? Why are you wasting my time on showing me this guy? You know
it all paid off.
Yeah, and then like the two episodes of when him and Deku are going at it, I'm like, oh shit, this guy's a badass motherfucker, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's then, no joke.
Yeah, and then it starts like touching on his past and that girl's past and shit, and it's good. It was good. He was a great villain.
Yeah, it was really good, and I love how the teachers find Deku and they know he's the one who helped, and they're kind of like, yeah, we didn't see anything.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's so cool. The Hound guy.
Oh, that dude is wild.
Yeah, dude, that guy made me laugh so fucking hard.
Same.
Yeah, you know, I love how funny My Hero Academia is too, because
it can be really funny. It has a big range for sure.
Yeah, see, because like there for the longest time, it would take me like a good witty. I'm a witty person. Like I like quick, dry wit. That's my shit, you know. So a lot of anime didn't really like make me laugh that much growing up.
Yeah.
But like a lot of this newer stuff, like the Demon Hunter, like that shit makes me laugh. There's a lot of funny moments in Demon Hunter. It's a lot of funny moments in Hunter Hunter. And, you know, My Hero. Yeah, dude, Hunter Hunter is fucking funny.
It's really funny. I love the thing they do in the anime when people freak out and they have like the crazy like yelling face. They do it in My Hero too. Like they have a shirt with Bakugo. Like Sam has a shirt with Bakugo with like the, you know, the over animated yelling face. I love that. It's like
Yeah, fucking Deku doing the All Might face to Night Eye.
That is the best. And he's like all freaked out by it. He's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, oh, it didn't look like him?
It looked just like him.
It did look just like him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so great.
You're like, damn. You're like, damn, they can do that? Is that real life?
Yes, yeah. I guess he can.
Can I just look like my friend Sean Mott? Just like snap a finger?
Yeah, just I can form my face to look like anyone.
Yeah, dude.
You can't?
It's just, no, I definitely can.
So we talked about how we're excited for next season. I want to get into, you've talked about a little bit about other anime you're into. What's some other anime you're into? For me, like I said, we've only dove into deep into a few of them. Hunter x Hunter, I've already mentioned. Demon Slayer, we're mostly through the season. Same with Dr. Stone. We're like probably halfway through season one. That's a pretty cool one too.
Yeah.
And then My Hero. I've been wanting to start Dragon Ball Z with Sam, but I know it's hard because it's so slow.
Yeah. You know, that one.
It takes forever for one thing to happen. That's pretty much every season. It's like one day, but it takes a whole season to go through. Because she bought me the DVD for the whole Dragon Ball Z, the whole series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it was, I loved it.
You got to keep her. You got to keep her, bro.
I mean, married almost 4 years, so.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My girlfriend is, we just started dating probably, we've been dating for like 2 months now, and she had never watched anime before, but she's like, it's so cool how it makes you so happy. I want to watch some with you. And I'm like, oh, damn, you're badass. That's awesome. Let's watch
That's great.
So I think I'm going to start her on Seven Deadly Sins because it is a very easy anime to get hooked on, and it's not it hooks you pretty quick. And it's funny, there's a lot of like it's called a fan what's the fucking word I'm looking for? More or less it's pretty fucking horny. Like I forgot what it's called. It's called like fan something.
Okay.
Forget. There's a term for it.
I believe.
But like Kill la Kill, like there's a lot of that shit. I don't know if you've heard of that anime, Kill la Kill.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking freaky stuff going on. So it like it keeps you on your toes, you know.
It's fair.
I mean,
that's what surprised me about Beastars, because for one they're like animal humans.
Yeah,
it just gets to like one episode and you're like, wow, these are really horny animals.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, and You know, there's a lot of anime that makes you feel very weird.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like with Seven Deadly Sins, like there's this main character, his name is Meliodas. And there's another character named Elizabeth. And he's constantly, you know, like grabbing her tits and like looking up her skirt and shit. And you're like, God.
Wow.
This guy. You're like, holy shit, this guy's
really crossing, you know, the line hard, huh?
Yeah, in real life, you're like, fuck that. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, but that dude would be beat up.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody, yeah, like in no time. I mean, I would kick the ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I saw that shit happen, I was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, but, you know, like somehow these animes, they they go full on with that shit. And it's right. Weird. But, yeah, it happens. Other than that, the anime is fucking awesome. It is, like, it's kind of, like, medieval. It's, like, based, like, the whole, like...
Yeah, I think I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, when you're scrolling in through Netflix and it shows you the preview as you're scrolling over.
Yeah.
I think I've watched that. Or I've seen at least part of it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It got me hooked pretty much immediately, and just out of nowhere, there'll be times where, you know, it just completely destroys you. You know, like a classic anime shit. Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of a recent anime that I've been really into. There's Kill la Kill. I mentioned it earlier. That one's really cool. It's all based around these clothes are like there's these things called Goku suits, Goku uniform suits, and weird. They're made from a fiber from like an extraterrestrial like piece of cloth. It's weird. It's really weird, but it's great. It's hard to explain. Okay. But I finished it. That's a good one. Samurai Champloo. That's a classic, but yeah, very good. I never watched it until quarantine. It's an amazing one. I watched the movie Ninja Scroll for the first time. And
I never watched that either.
Oh, bro. That's a good one. I heard about it for a while and just never got around to watching it because I'd been touring pretty heavily the last 12 years, aside from this year. So, you know, like, it fucking took every bit of me to even watch Naruto, and then once I watch Naruto, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not like an old jaded piece of shit with anime. I'll watch the new shit. I guess I'll give a try. Yeah, so I, you know, that's when I dove in pretty hard. Is after Naruto.
Have you ever watched Death Note?
Yes, I have. Of course,
I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched most of it. I like that one. That one's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. You know, like it loses me at times.
Yeah,
but it always sucks me back in.
I also don't hate the movie that much, even though it's generally shit on. I guess it's
you're talking about the live action movie?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, that's just you, bro.
I guess so. It's fine. There's some hills I'll sit on by myself. I guess that's one of them. Yeah, I also like Fantastic Beasts, those Harry Potter movies. I love those.
I love them too. It's fine. I will die on that hill with you. Sweet. The Death Note
might
movie,
be the only ones on there.
Yeah, I like Fantastic Beasts. Those movies were good. A hill that I'll die on is the first Disturbed record. Is amazing. I love it's it heavy. So much. It's great, right?
Yeah, people dispute that.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised how many people dispute that, bud.
Crazy. I would like to see what they listen to, because I'm sure I could call out some things that are questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, like, if you like it, you like it. Who cares?
Yeah, but,
like,
right.
Don't be mean to someone for liking something that's might be whatever. I mean, I like the new Taylor Swift record.
Hey, you know what? That record is actually really good.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Dude, like what you like. Bud, yeah. let your flags fly.
Yeah, whatever kind of flags they are. Let them go.
Mm-hmm. See, right now I'm hitting a Puff Bar vape, and that is my choice. I'm going to let my vape flag fly, dude.
Do you? I'm straight edge, so I don't do anything.
Yeah. You know what? Fucking nail yourself to that X, bro. I'm with it. I'll nail you to that fucking X, boy.
That's friendship.
And then, yeah. And then you know what? If you ever need to step down, I'll put my hands out. Let's step on them.
Amazing. You got a little bit into this when you said you introduced your girlfriend to Seven Deadly Sins. Would you have any other recommendation for people who are like, hey, maybe intimidated by the choices of anime? Obviously, there's a million to choose from. If they were like, hey, I know you watch anime. I want to get into anime.
Okay.
What one should I watch?
If you like gore, gore and like kind of like horror-ish anime, Parasite is a great one to start at.
That's that new one on Netflix, right?
It's been on for a little while, but
like this year, though, newer. Right?
Yeah, I believe.
I've heard that one was really good, too.
That is, it's an amazing, and it's tragic, too. It's very sad, you know, and it's really good. It's a good one. I really like, the first season of Tokyo Ghoul is a good starter for gory and, you know, tragic anime. If you're looking for something goofy and fun, My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's an amazing choice. And if you're looking for, you know, some like fucking crazy conspiracy action and also some very, very hard, like heartstring tugging moments, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I tried to get into that one. I couldn't. I watched the first three episodes and it didn't hook me. I don't know what. It just didn't.
You know, there have been a couple animes where I've had to get through, you know, the first at least like five episodes before I got it. I'm currently trying to give Fire Force a shot, and that's been one that I haven't been able to, you know, it hasn't been able to snag me yet.
Yeah. That was kind of JoJo's for Sam and I. We're like kind of into it, but we stopped watching it. But we watched like 10 or 13 episodes, and it was starting to like kind of get there, but it was hard. The first few episodes were hard for us to get through.
Yeah, my buddy Taylor, he tried to get me into JoJo's, and I was I was tripping on mushrooms, number one. So that now that I think about it,
maybe
I should. Yeah, maybe I should give JoJo's another try. But I just don't
Everyone
like
Everyone loves it.
I don't understand it. You know I said I was tripping on mushrooms, whatever. But it's like fucking an anime, but based in the UK.
Yeah. I think my problem with it is they try to like over-explain things. Like when he starts getting like abilities and stuff. There's like three episodes of like them just describing why it works. And it's like, I don't really care. You could have done this in like 5 minutes and it probably would have saved a ton of time.
See, if you have dense shit like Nen, like from Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even they do way faster than they did in JoJo's. I was like, okay, cool. Like
I get it. You know, and sometimes I still get like confused with like Gyo and like
for sure.
Shit like that in Hunter x Hunter, sometimes I still get a little confused.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help that they had such a focus on it, and it was, like, everything, and then it kind of teetered off of them using it, you know? Like, in season 5, there's been almost no talk of it at all. Maybe a few lines. After they were so, like, hardcore, that's what you need to be able to fight with all these people and shit, and then it was just, like, gone. So that doesn't help either, you know? It's, like, especially when they're obviously, like, Japanese-based words, and we're not accustomed to them, and we hear them, like, once or twice, how the fuck are we going to remember that, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. But you have a lot of great things in store for you as far as Hunter x Hunter is concerned.
I'm stoked. I really love that anime a lot. I think Gon is like the best combination of like Goku and Deku. Like obviously it came out before My Hero came out. I don't know about the books or anything. Like I don't know what came first. I'm guessing Dragon Ball Z probably came way before all of them, but
yeah, they did. It did.
But I, that's what he is to me. He's like the perfect combination, or maybe even Gohan and Deku, which I get almost Gohan and Deku is kind of Goku in a way, I guess. But
yeah,
because he doesn't really cry like normal anime main characters cry. He only cries when it's like an emotional friendship moment, not when like, oh, what did you do? You hit my foot or something stupid, which is fine. This stuff's funny, but he's not like that. Yeah. You know, he's like, he gets shit done. You know,
yeah.
And he, but no, he also never gives up too. So it's like he's like the perfect main character. You know,
there is a Gon moment that is going to completely destroy you.
Fuck. Of course there
is. Yeah, there's. Oh my god, and it's like it's way towards the end too. So you got a while.
Damn.
It's, but it is. Oh my god, it is. There's a shift in him, and then you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And then he does this thing, and you're going to scream. And fuck, it's wild. And then you're going to be, fuck. All right, I'm not saying anything. I'm going to be that guy if I keep going.
No, yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, awesome, man. I think that's it. Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. It was a pleasure talking to you, bud.
Is there anything you want to plug before we sign off here?
Well, you know, like, comment, subscribe on my life. I don't have a YouTube channel or if you want to tip me, my Venmo is Many Hardman.
There
don't
you go.
Tip me though. Don't tip me. tip Sean Mott. Tip that motherfucker. Oh no, you gotta tip him, dude. You gotta tip him.
Awesome, man. Thank you again. This was awesome.
Yeah. All right, man. You take care. All right.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye.
That's it for this week, guys. Thanks for checking this one out. If you want to support the podcast, I've said this before, biggest thing you can do, go to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, rate 5 stars, write a review. That helps people discover the podcast. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can go to Spotify, follow the podcast there. You can subscribe on YouTube. Also, note for anyone who has ordered merch, they should be shipping out at the end of this week, and then leftovers will be going up as soon as that stuff gets shipped out. Thanks to anyone who ordered anything. Until next time. This is Metalcore Nerd.